Good morning and welcome to Waterful Wednesday. Today we're talking about the state water plan for Texas, and we're going to take a shallow dive into the plan's interactive website. Yes, that was a pun. As a refresher, Texas plans for future water needs on a five-year cycle, projecting 50 years into the future. Texas is divided into 16 water planning regions. Brazos County is part of Region G, which stretches from roughly Abilene to Navasota and encompasses the Brazos River watershed. Every 5 years, these 16 regions submit a plan for their region's water needs to the Texas Water Development Board, and that gets rolled up into the state water plan. Essentially, the way the water planning process works is water supplies are held constant and population is projected into the 50-year planning horizon. The regional and state water plans each have data on population projections and specific details on water management strategies like a new reservoir or conservation projects or aquifer storage and recovery, for example. The state water plan, as printed, is a 200-page book. But take heart, data geeks and number nerds, there is an interactive online state water plan. At texasstatewaterplan.org, you can view data for a water user group, such as a public water system, population projections by county, costs for water management strategies, and so much more. You can choose data for a specific water usage type, such as municipal, steam electric, mining, irrigation, livestock, or manufacturing. You can filter by decade also and see demands, supplies, needs, and strategies to meet those needs each decade from now to 2070. If you want to take it even further, the data is available for download. Having an interactive website really makes the data more accessible and understandable, in my opinion. When we have questions about desalination, new reservoirs, or water conservation, for example, it's all right there in the state water plan. That URL, again, is texasstatewaterplan.org. Tune in next week for more ways to level up and be a water geek. If you like this episode, look for the recording on the KAMU website and share it with a friend.